Thank you so much, Joe. I'll take it from here. Hi, how are we doing today? Is it Yvonne? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, it is.
All right, excellent. How are we doing today, Yvonne?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm doing well. It's halfway through the week. I woke up this morning. It's another day in paradise.
That's a good start.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, my name is Aubrey Browning. I'm one of the specialists here that handles not just the pricing, but the right packages to fit the benefits of your business here. Now, I know you were going over the program a little bit with Joe here, my mapping coordinator, but I wanted to go a little more in depth as to exactly what we do for your business here and the option you have available that's now open in your area here. Now, I am looking over some of the notes that he did leave me here. In terms of your radius, you guys are looking to keep a minimum of 20 miles or a maximum of 20 miles?
No, that's a maximum. I was telling him that generally we service the Oro Valley and Saddlebrook areas.
Okay, excellent. So, in terms of the service area, right, 20 miles in every direction, correct?
I want to say it's closer like 15 miles. I'm trying to think of like how far that is. But, and that's why I said generally it's those zip codes. It's the Oro Valley, Saddlebrook, Catalina.
Okay. Okay, that's actually not a bad service area. I'm looking at the map at the moment. Okay, perfect. Now, in terms of the, because I do see you guys have a Home Advisor account here. Have you guys looked into like online marketing throughout the Google space?
So we have marketing within Google, and then we do leads through Angie's or Home Advisor and Thumbtack.
Okay, excellent. So you guys have multiple lead generation services. How have those those leads converted for you guys so far?
Bear with me one second. I'm sorry. I have someone calling on the other line.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me.
Okay, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yep, absolutely well. I know business is important. Always got to take those calls. So generally what happens here is just a little information on exactly how everything works. So Google will go through any given area, right, searching for a specific category. And what they're looking for is a business that may have some presence online, but they don't have everything streamlined and have the business and visibility where it needs to be, right? So they'll find this list. They'll send this over to one of their Google partners. That would be us. And what we do here is we call down that list through the area to fill the one open position that Google has available for one of the small and medium businesses. Once we do get somebody in the position, we close that entire category off for that entire area for any other contractors who do what you do, right? So that not only creates the exclusivity for you guys to handle these organic leads that come to you, but this also makes sure that we don't work with your competitors, right? It's just Google's rules. So when it comes to
right, and
services,
so this is just with you in this area, right? That doesn't mean like another company similar to you couldn't do the same thing with another business in our area.
Correct. Very correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. But the thing about this is that's when it comes down to the programming aspect of everything here, right? At Local Splash, we've been in the business of specializing in SEO placement for 20 years. We've also been a Google partner for equally as long. So what we specialize in is not just placing you on that first page. It's the maintaining of that first page placement for the entire time that you're partnered with us. So you're not rotating off that first page. You're not going to be on third page, fourth page, one day, and then first page the next day. You're always going to be on that first page in that local map section. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Now, when it comes to what we do with that Google profile, okay, we don't just throw you in on the first page and call it a day. That's not how your ranking remains. We also include you in the top five directories. So not just Google. We do run a Facebook ad campaign for you as well. We create the Bing local and the Apple map section and their initial content for people who don't use Google. They can still book business with you on Bing. And we also create the advanced Yelp listing. So for example, if someone goes to type in garage repair, garage installations, right, in that area, because it's all based on keyword and location, you're going to be one of those top recommended businesses on that first page listing. So to paint that picture, we do allow up to 20 keywords only for services you provide, right? We can't put like painting in your keywords to draw eyes to garage doors.
Right.
But this is how companies have been capitalizing on 90% of the business in any given area. It's through keyword searches done daily. That's where search engine optimization comes into play. So as an example, you guys are looking at 2,300 average searches just in the last 30 days, right? I don't know why people break their garage doors so often. I don't know how many replacements need to be done or installations, but this is what you're looking at in that in terms of the area you're in the last 30 days. Nobody's taking on all of those. But I know you can take on a percentage and capitalize on that, correct?
Right.
Exactly. So we do this by not just targeting specific locations within that 20 miles for you, but also towards and throughout your peak hours of business. When it comes to your Facebook, do you guys have a business page?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so that is the business page here that's tethered to your Google profile. Okay, perfect, perfect. So what we do here is your team doesn't make timeline posts, right, or, you know, befores, afters, pictures, stories, or anything like that. You'd still be responsible for that aspect of things. But what your team does is they keep updates on the keywords, the location, the smart targeting, and the content for your ad campaign. So anytime somebody so much as speaks about needing your type of work, your ad is right there on their Facebook feed. They can click to either message you directly or click and they're on your website. They can book business that way. Now, in terms of the analytics here, we do want you guys to be as involved in your campaign and your data as we are. So we do provide you with what's called your Local Splash dashboard. So this goes beyond just seeing your analytics, right? Yes, you can track all of your clicks. You track all of your keywords. You can make changes to keywords. You can view your competitors' keywords and swap those out. But this allows us to block spam calls from your area. So anybody outside that 20 miles, people who are calling for work you don't do, Google virtual assistants, voiceover IPs, we block these from your local listing so that you guys can focus on the calls that matter. Those are the ones that turn into work. Now, in terms of the month-to-month, everything here, there's no contracts, okay? Everything here is month-to-month, and it's all flat rate. So you guys would be looking at a flat rate of just $2.99 a month, okay? That does come with a one-time setup fee. It's just $99. So your only upfront cost is $3.98. Then it's just $2.99 month-to-month. Fair enough?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Now, just as a little bit of a timeline here. So within your first 3 days, okay, what we do here is we set what's called your client interview. This is you meeting your Google team, your Meta team, and your account manager. It's about 45 minutes. They want to go through all of your content editing, your quality control, okay? After your first week here, your directory submissions are already out and active, okay? By day 8, day 9, you're seeing your Facebook ads live and active, so those are running for you as well. Your website is now connected. And then by that 45th day, That's when you see that first page placement appear on your ranking. And from then, it's just continuous reporting and maintenance. Sound good?
Now, when you say that the Facebook is connected to the website, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so remember when I was telling you about how they can click to either message you directly on Facebook or click to go to your website?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. So we connect your business profile, your ad campaign there, directly with your website. So anytime somebody clicks, they go directly to your website to book business.
Okay. And is there a way to kind of redirect that where it's phone calls versus going through the website?
Absolutely. So, like, click to call.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. That feature can be added as well.
Okay. Okay. And it would that be under the same general pricing, or is that, like, an added feature, or what does that look like?
Yes, ma'am. That's included in the $299. No extra cost.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're saying on average it takes at least 45 days to see that performance increase and actually showing up on the front, essentially.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. We want it done right.
Okay.
Not instantly.
Now, right. Now, this is, from what you were saying, it's not any Google ads that we would be running, but there would be Meta ads that would be running. And so then it would be the additional cost of the Meta ads in addition to the $299.
Absolutely not. So to break it down for you here, so the $199
mm-hmm.
goes towards your programming and maintenance, directory submissions, as well as the programming and continuous, okay? And then $100 goes towards your Facebook ads.
Okay.
$299.
Okay, so the max we would be spending on the Meta ads would be $100 out of the already paid $299 monthly.
Repeat that for me one more time just so I make sure I have the way that's worded.
No, that's okay.
I don't want to give you wrong information.
No, that's right. So to start, we wouldn't be paying more than $299 a month combined for both your services and the Meta ads.
Correct.
Okay. And then the most we would be spending on just Meta ads specifically per month would be that essentially like setting up a $100 limit.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now you can adjust that. The clicks themselves are only about 5 to 20 cents per click. So that $100 does generally last the entire month. But there are some areas
okay.
where it's really dense when it comes to, population, services being asked, and things like that. So that's when you would adjust your ad spend for Facebook. But $100 generally does get full month coverage.
Okay. But essentially, if we're not receiving the clicks that would normally equate to the $100, it's still the flat rate of $299. It's not that it goes down.
Correct. The remaining amount simply rolls over for you.
So when you say it rolls over, it'll be additional ad spend for the following month or a discount for the following month?
Yeah. So let's say 1 month goes by, right? And by some miracle, you get through all $100 of your clicks, right? So that's going to
mm-hmm.
refresh in your next month, right, with $100 of ads. Let's say you only get through
right.
half of those by some crazy miracle, right, by the end of the month. So that remaining amount, about half of those, so $50, will roll over into your next month for your ads. And then
okay,
your
so month-to-month
ad month
gets
added
to that. Okay,
so the
ad spend would be $150 for the following.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have how you're going to be projecting your Google profile correct here. Do you guys put – I see you have LLC here. Do you guys also put unlicensed contractor
right.
at the end of that?
No. We used to, but not anymore. We are licensed now.
Okay. That's where my confusion was coming from a little bit. Okay, perfect. So that is Arizona Garage Door
Are
Technician.
You seeing that on there still?
I mean, it's not like it's stable on the title itself. It's in the description for your home advisor listing. But it's not like your actual name projected through Angie says Arizona Garage Door Technicians LLC, unlicensed contractor. I just wanted to make sure that's
okay,
not how it's
okay, because I've asked them to change that multiple times. So, separate issue, but anyway.
It'll get fixed. We're here for you. And then the...
So you partner with Home Advisors as well, correct?
Incorrect. So they're a directory. They're a lead directory. We're an SEO online
right.
marketing company. So we don't partner with directories. No, ma'am. Directories that sell leads.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
And then for the business address, this is long. Okay. So it is the 112 North Rancho Vistoso Boulevard, Suite 150, number 407. Okay.
Right.
Now, is this a home office or is this an office building?
No, so that's more so our mailing address. And then we work out of a home office. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
Got it? All right. Sorry. But generally, a lot of the admin we do out of a home office. And then, obviously, it's a service business, so that would be at the customer's address.
Gotcha. Okay. I was asking because if it's, something like that, if it's either a home address or if it's a mailing address, we hide that from Google, from your profile. So it's not, people showing up at your mailbox looking for work or people showing up at your house looking for work, but they do require a physical location. Okay. And that's Oro Valley.
Right. So right now we have it posted with it, and we've had better results with it up, and we haven't had any issues with that. So I don't want it removed.
Oh, so we're not going to remove it. We're just going to hide it from your Google business profile.
Or hide it.
If you prefer. Okay. So you want it projected out there for your
yes.
Google profile? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean,
yeah, we've had better results that way.
All right. Perfect. And that's Oro Valley 85755. Now for the client contact number, that is the 520-475-4141?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then for Arizona, you guys are Mountain Standard Time, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And well, right now, right it'll outside. Change to Pacific in a couple months, but.
Okay. That's what I wanted to ask. I know it touches in there at some point. Okay. Perfect.
Actually, I think we are Pacific right now. Hold on. Let me double check. Because I know half the year we're Mountain Standard Time.
Gotcha.
No, we're Pacific time right now.
Pacific, okay. Gotcha. Let me go ahead and update that here. PST. All right, excellent. The next thing I do want to make sure we have in order for you here is your security question. So we create this question for you for two reasons. One, if you happen to forget or lose your password to your dashboard, security question so you can reset that. But also with increased visibility, naturally, you're going to get calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. So we provide this security question and also have you save our headquarters number in your phone as Local Splash so that you know calls are coming from us, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. We can use your first pet's name. We can use city
That's
you
fine.
Were born. First pet? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, first pet, and then what was the pet's name?
It's S-H-I-L-A.
Shyla, or is it Sheila?
Shyla.
Shyla. So kind of like Shiloh. I don't know if you're familiar with that book series.
No.
It's really old. All right. Perfect. So this will always be lowercase, okay? If you ever, for whatever reason, have to reset your password or anything like that, it'll be Shyla, all lowercase for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then for the billing information, that's all the same address?
Correct.
As the mailing address? Okay.
All right.
So that's the 12112 North Rancho Vistoso Boulevard. Suite 150, number 407. Okay, perfect. And then for the billing payment information, is it your name on the account or is it Marcus?
No, and I don't have that right this second. Is that something we're going to need to finish this process?
It would be advisable. I mean, I could call you back in about an hour if that helps out a little bit.
Is there any way we can just set up a call for tomorrow and we can kind of go through the rest of it?
Yeah, absolutely. What's a good time for you tomorrow morning?
If you want to do like 10 tomorrow, that would be fine.
10 tomorrow? Absolutely. So it's 10 PST. I have to remember that part.
Correct.
Okay, 10 a.m. PST. All right, perfect. Yes, ma'am. So I do have you scheduled in here. We only have two steps left, right? We've already got everything that we need here. I do want to make sure we set your client interview and go over final details before we process anything for you, okay? And go over any questions.
Okay, beautiful.
All right, excellent. Well, it's been great speaking with you. I am going to follow up with you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, did you have any questions for me at the moment?
No, not at the moment.
All right, excellent. So I'm going to go ahead and send over a quick breakdown. I think I sent you one already, but just in case. So you have everything we discussed here in writing, and then we'll go ahead and discuss next steps tomorrow, okay?
Okay, and where are you sending that to?
That is the mjenkins@arizonagaragedoortech.com.
Can I give you a different email?
Absolutely.
It's going to be azgaragedoortechs, TECHS@gmail.com.
All right. azgaragedoortechs@gmail.com.
Perfect.
All right, excellent. I'll get that sent over right away, and then we'll go ahead and talk tomorrow. Okay, Yvonne?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You take care of the rest of your day. We'll catch up tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.